Thanks for taking the time with YPR today, Nick.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
What motivated you to produce this piece?
Part of it was, you know, people that know I'm from Montana, right after this happened, especially out here in Boston, they were saying stuff like, I can't believe that happened in Montana. It was just one of those events that was so crazy and absurd that I thought it would be a nice topic for a track. It's a mix between a parody and just kind of taking notice of what happened in Montana. And it's very interesting seeing it from, you know, the perspective of being on the East Coast and knowing it's like my home state.
Why do you want people to talk about this and possibly even dance to this? What's the point?
It's crazy that something like that would even happen to the point where I have something to work with. I think it's good to shed light on what's going on with that situation because it's completely uncalled for someone in politics to be body slamming the media over a question they don't like. And I think that's something that people should think about. At the end of the day, I hope people listen to it and they get a smirk out of it more than anything. It didn't take me long to make this song. I made it really quickly. If people listen to it, they dance to it, and they at least get a chuckle out of it, I think I did my job.
How do you grapple with the fact that your art, this track, is catalyzed from another person's globally recognized trauma? How do you reconcile with that?
It was just jaw-dropping. If people are able to truly connect on that and you know, more importantly, take action on it, I think that's really great. No disrespect to Ben, but it was just one of those things where you heard it, it stuck with you, and I guess it just carried over into the studio with me that day, you know? It's really easy to sit behind your computer screen and say things on YouTube comments or Facebook arguments or whatever, but when you actually get out there and you start doing something to make things better for people that are upset, I think that's good. And if artists are out there doing that, I think that's a fantastic thing, and I'd like to see more of it, especially right now. We need it.
What other pieces of audio did you sample in this track?
There's a clip from a stand-up comedian named Pablo Francisco where he's actually doing an impression of Aaron Neville, and he says the word body slam. So I sampled that in there, and then I also went on to YouTube and I pulled some news clips from Anderson Cooper, I think one of his pieces on it, and it was just a kind of a nice background for that that bridge in between the two drops to kind of put clarity on why this audio was taking place in the first kind of verse area.
We've got some breaking news from the campaign trail. Yes, the campaign trail. Alleged violence at an event in Montana's special congressional race. Ben Jacobs, a reporter for The Guardian, says on Twitter he was body slammed by the GOP House candidate Greg Gianforte.
You're coming to Montana in July for a 4-city tour. Will you play this song?
I will definitely have it in my arsenal. If people are at the shows and they yell for it, it'll definitely be coming on.
Nick Farrington, a.k.a. Nicolas Minaj, is a party DJ and electronic music mashup artist who produced a remixed track called Body Slam, sampling the audio from Congressman-elect Greg Gianforte's assault of The Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs. Nick, thanks so much for taking the time with YPR.
No problem, Bree. Thank you so much. Body slapping.
Broke my glasses. The last guy did the same thing. You were the Guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my
glasses. The last guy did the same damn thing.